Welcome back. I hope by now you would have set up your Integra Studio and you are ready to create your first project. So now let's do it. I will hit New Project from here in VL Studio's menu. Now I have an option of Integra Studio Projects. Under the option of Integra Studio Projects, I have an option of New Basic End Project. I can also import an end project. I can also create an end project from existing sources. I can create a Maven archetype or import a Maven project. Right now we are going to target the new basic end project. And let's name it Try Integra Studio. First of all, it requires me to just put in a package name and a class name. Let's put a package name, com.sod.abc, and let's say our class name is my new class. That is the source class of Java under the end project. So it's building that. If you haven't met the prerequisite or haven't set the path, it would give you an error and it would ask you to set up the path and all of the dependencies for creating a new end project. So now it asks me that where do you want to put the source code of your project. I would just select a folder from here and hit save. The next thing it asks me is to choose the source control. Right now I'm not going to use any of those, but you can use Steam Foundation Server Variant Control and also JIT. So after I have successfully created my project, I can just go to Solution Explorer and you will be able to see that I have sources here, additional files, global tasks which include property, environment, src, build, test, data's for distribute. I also have clean, compile, initialize and link commands, and in the source I have src. Under that I have my package first named com, sod, abc, and here's my Java class. So there you go. I hope you would have successfully created a new project using Integra Studio of Java. And in the next video, we will just talk about debugging and playing with Java under Integra Studio.